Good evening, saints of God, in the name of Jesus. Today, welcome to Versus Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will, see, I keep going back to where the Word of God will transform your life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is March the 25th, Wednesday, healing service. This will be a little bit different service because Pastor Jesse won't be with me. Okay, he's all right. We're just, me and Andrew are on a few days vacation. We came to visit my sister, so I'm doing this message from Tyler, Texas. And so again, we welcome you whether you're listening to our daily bread, and today is healing service on Wednesday of every month. We welcome you. We thank you that you are faithful to come and listen and come to the filling station, the booth camp, the oasis, and the rivers of living water. How many of you know how precious you are in the sight of God? And we just bless you. We thank you so much that you come to listen, to be filled in the middle of the week. That'll keep you till Sunday and until the next Wednesday. But I know that all of you are not only hearers, especially the ones that are faithful to listen to us. You already know that we can hear the Word of God, but the ones that get the benefits are the doers. It's not enough for us to listen to the Word, but we need to be doers of the Word. So I thank you, Father, for every doer of the Word. They hear and obey, and the devil can't stay. So we thank you so much, Father. We thank you that you love us so much. Thank you that you give us the very life and breath for us to live here on earth, Father, that we can have heaven on earth. We thank you for the great Holy Spirit that abides and lives in us forever. And you expect for us to have the abundant life here on earth, the overtop, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God that only you can give us, Lord God. And you say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What heaven has, I can have, and you can have too. So I thank you, Father, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith, Father. And you tell us, submit yourself to God and resist the devil. And that's what we do. We submit ourselves today totally to you, Father. We submit the Word of God to our lives, and we do the Word and the will of God for our lives. So we want to thank you and praise you and worship you because you're worthy of all praise and honor. Today, we're going to be speaking on God's medicine. How many of you like God's medicine? And we can have it 24/7, and that's the eternal living, everlasting that abides and lives in us forever. So we just say thank you, Father, for giving us your Word. You are the living Word that lives and abides in us forever. And without you, Father, we have no life in us, nothing apart from you. Everything we have, everything we own, Father, and we don't own it. We're just stewards of what you've given us. We take great care of what you entrusted us with, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in this message and in our service. We'll start with Proverbs 4:22. For they, and who are they? You and me. I mean, for they, God's words are life unto those that find them in health. Amen? For they, God's words, are life unto those that find them in health. And in the Hebrew, it says, what does it say God's word is? It's medicine to all our flesh, according to Proverbs 4:22. And this, I'm reading out of Daily Healing Bread, amen? A 60-day devotional by Nancy Dufresne, Pastor Nancy Dufresne. And this is what she wrote as a devotion. While riding in the car one day, my son, Stephen, began to complain of a pain in his stomach. After questioning him, I learned that he had suffered with flare-ups of the condition for about 2 years. She didn't even know because he didn't tell her, but he had never said anything about it to her. I used the above scripture and explained it to him, saying, because the word of God is medicine to our body, we must take the medicine and give it time to do its work. Can I hear an amen? Amen? Listen to this. Because the word of God is medicine to our body, to all our flesh, we must take the medicine and give it time to work. And what is God's medicine? God's word. Amen? God's word is medicine. I explained that when we prayed and agreed for his healing, it would work like any medicine that is taken. After you swallow that medicine, you don't see it anymore, but you can remember when you took it, and you know it must be in you, even though it's no longer visible. So when we pray, I explain to my son, the dose of the word begins to work in your body. You won't see it working, but you can think back. Remember when we prayed, and remember that it was when the dose of God's medicine was taken, just as natural medicine power, just as natural medicine's power does its work in you, so the words of God have power to do the same work in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Throughout the day, I would stop him and ask, what is working in you? Healing power, he would reply. Later, I would question him again. Where's that healing power working? In my body, he would respond. At the end of 3 hours, every pain left and has never returned. Amen. He released his faith and received God's medicine, which is God's word in him. Every time we talk about the power of the word, we were taking another dose of God's medicine. Every time we talk about the power of the word, we were taking another dose of God's medicine. People will give a doctor's prescription. People will give a doctor's prescription weeks and months to do its work, but they will accuse God's word of being unable to heal them after taking only one dose of that word, because it is diluted with doubt. Just because we say it one time, it doesn't mean sometimes, don't get me wrong, at times that's, you can say one time and you're healed, amen? But other times it will take time, it will take your faith, and it will take you releasing your faith to believe that it's done. And even though the symptoms will come and try to attack, you say, no, you don't, get out of here. I was already prayed for, and in the name of Jesus, it has left me and it will never return again. Amen? But you have to be, you're the one that has to release your faith. The person that's praying for you, they release their faith, but sometimes their faith will heal you, but it's your faith that will keep you healed. Amen? The process begins when people lay hands on you, and it says, Jesus said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Recover takes a process for it to come. And let me tell you, it's been already about 2 years that I had been struggling. And a lot of you know that I had, they said it was environmental allergies, where my body was attacked with itching and I would break out in hives. I couldn't sleep. I was in pain. I felt like there were needles poking in my body because I broke out all over. But you know what? Thank you, Jesus. I went through 4 different doctors, and one finally gave me a steroid shot that helped, but it only lasted like 3 months, and then they started coming back again. But I kept praying and asking the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what is it? I know you know what it is, and I need to know the name so I can come against it. So after a year and a half or so, a year and 9 months, he revealed to me that it was inflammation, swelling, and itching and pain. And I thought, okay, now I got the name. Now I'm going to come against it. And guess what? They are 95% gone already. And they're drying up because I kept commanding them, you dry up from the inside, swelling, inflammation, itching, and pain. You have no legal right. I come against you in the name of Jesus. And when the Holy Spirit revealed to me what it was, I knew that I knew that I knew that I was healed. I just said, I know that I know that I know that I am healed, because the Holy Spirit revealed to me what to come against it. And guess what? I was healed then. Revelation came onto me and I have stuck with it. And when sometimes I can feel a little one, I could feel in my, I go, no, you don't. You ain't coming back. No way. And I start praying and thanking God. Not praying anymore. Now is just thanking God and saying, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. Inflammation, you leave my body. Swelling, you leave my body. Itching, you leave my body. Any welts, leave my body now. In the name of Jesus, dry up. Dry up, dry up from the inside out. And when I went back to the doctor, he saw me and he said, oh, I can. He goes, they're drying up. He goes, I can tell. And they're drying up because I can feel them, the dry area, that those welts and itching and pimples were coming out or whatever they were. I go, that's it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you're never going to come back in my body ever again in Jesus' name. So every time I talk about the power of the word, I am taking another dose of God's medicine. And people will give a doctor's prescription weeks and months to do its work, but they will accuse God's word of being unable to heal them after taking only one dose of the word, diluting it with doubt. Don't you know we have to keep taking the word, because the word of God is medicine unto all our flesh, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Give God's medicine the same opportunity you give the doctor's medicine that he prescribes for you. Amen. Take it faithfully, daily, and as prescribed. Amen. Take it orally by confessing his word with your mouth. It will do its divine work in you if you just stick with it. Don't move out of your healing line. Don't move out of the healing line, because healing belongs to us. It is the will of God. It was never the will of God for us to be sick. But because we live in a cursed world and because we live in a sinful world, of course, the enemy is going to use sickness and disease. And that is demonic. That is not of God. So we have to say, no, you don't. You have no legal right, because we've been bought by the blood of the Lamb, and he paid the price for us, and it was the greatest price that he could pay to redeem us back into the kingdom of God. Amen? And make us children of God. So take God's medicine, all right, orally by confessing his word with your mouth. It will do its divine work in your body if you don't give up. Let's read Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4, verses 20-22. My son, and that means my daughter too, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. 21, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, and that is your spirit, man. 22, for they are life unto those that find them, and health and medicine to all their flesh. So I pray that this helps you, that no matter what the circumstances or the enemy's attacking you, you just speak to that and you say, no, you don't. So in the name of Jesus right now, Father, we thank you, Lord, that whoever that person is having shoulder pain on the right hand, on the right shoulder, Father, in the name of Jesus, put your hand on your shoulder. And in the name of Jesus, I command that pain to leave right now in Jesus' name. I call you healed and whole by the power and the authority that is invested in me in Jesus' name, right now, in the name of Jesus. Take hold of it. Take it. It's yours in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I call that person healed and made whole. And that foot, that right foot, the bottom of your foot, any swelling or inflammation or any pain, right now, I command ligaments, tendons, muscles, right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed and be made whole. Right now, in Jesus' name, be healed. Lay hands on that right foot, and I say, be healed and be whole. And inflammation, leave right now. Pain, leave right now. Arteries, be healed in Jesus' name, right now. Any bruising on that foot, be healed right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And that sinus problem on the right side of your face, sinus, be healed in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Allergies, be gone right now. But that person with having a problem on the right side that is the sinus and is blocking your right side of your face and your sinuses, we say be healed in Jesus' name. By the power and authority of the name of Jesus. You couldn't breathe on the right nostril. There was no air going through, but in the name of Jesus, we command sinuses to be open, function perfectly and normally as God created. Right now, in Jesus' name, by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Take hold of your healing right now in the name of Jesus. And on the right side of your jaw, there has been some kind like pain, and it's affecting your ear. By the jaw and the ear, we command the ear and that jaw to be healed right now. In the name of Jesus, we command any infection, virus, bacteria, infection, be healed right now. And Father, we take a hold of your healing and we say, in the name of Jesus, ear, be healed right now. Pain, leave that right ear right now in Jesus' name. Open up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move your jaw around and say, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pain, leave that right ear right now. Right now, be healed and be made whole. And start breathing. Your nostril, the right nostril, is open in Jesus' name. And we command that equilibrium to be healed right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you function perfectly and normally. Equilibrium right now in Jesus' name. No more dizziness in the name of Jesus. No more lightheaded. And when you're walking, you're not going to be dizzy anymore in Jesus' name, or thinking there's something in balance in your mind in Jesus' name. Be healed right now. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Receive your healing. Say, take it. It's mine. I'm taking it. It's mine. I'm healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father.
For that one that is hearing and applying the word, the Lord says, I have heard your cry. I have heard your prayers. And I'm answering them for you right now. So take hold of my word and say, thank you, Father, that you have heard me. And you have already answered my prayer. And my prayer requests has been known unto you, and I take the answer right now. In the name of Jesus, revelation will be revealed more to you, and knowledge and the wisdom of God what to do about that situation. For I heard your cry, and I heard your cry, and I heard your cry, and I heard your heart, and it will come to pass. What you have requested, it is yours, it is yours, it is yours. And you'll see that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And no more, no more will you be grieved by that concern or that care that you have carried in Jesus' name, because you already placed it in my hands. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering us. Thank you that we come to the rivers of living water, Father, to the filling station, to the booth camp, and to the oasis. And even now, the Lord says, and you have come to the wells of my salvation. And my wells of my salvation have everything in them that you need. And you will be filled to overflow in your life. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Father. We honor the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever, and that you walk with us, you live in us. Christ in me, the hope of glory, but more than that, I'm in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm in Christ Jesus, and so are you. So I thank you again for coming and hearing and being filled with the word of God. Stay filled by reading the word, by hearing the word, and doing the word. Doers get the benefit, remember? In Jesus' name, we thank you, and we'll see you next Wednesday. God bless you. Have a great evening. We love you. Be blessed. And Brother Andrew will be with you next week. God bless you. Have a great evening. Have a great morning, afternoon, whenever you hear this word. In Jesus' name, we love you all. God bless you.